Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, co-founder and CEO of Bolster, and I am here today with my friend Josh Baer. Josh is the founder of Capital Factory, which is in Austin. He is the most active early stage investor in the state of Texas. And he is famous for helping people quit their jobs to become entrepreneurs. Josh, great to see you.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be here. Great to see you too.
All right. So my question for you, I want to keep this on brand for you, is top three reasons that Texas is going to be a dominant force in the startup ecosystem for years to come. It is not the go-to for people. People think the Valley, maybe in a pinch, they think New York, maybe they're, you know, in some other places, but why is Texas going to be dominant?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. That question is something I've been talking about for a long time. And it's funny how that conversation has changed, particularly over the past five years or so. Because when I first started talking about it 10 or 20 years ago, it was really kind of like, oh, that's cute, Austin, like Texas, like, yeah, sure, like someday maybe. And I think we really crossed the chasm, particularly over COVID, as it accelerated so many different things. It accelerated Austin and Texas really booming and all these people moving here. And it really crossed this cusp of being kind of the top of the up and coming cities, the top of the tier two cities, to the bottom of the tier one cities, which I'll take. Like, it's like we're now playing with the big boys. And what that means is any big corporate relocation, any big interesting move, any kind of big thing going on in the country, they're looking at Texas and they're looking at Austin in particular, saying, is that a place where I should go do that? And so that's the first thing that really has changed over the past, I'd say, you know, really accelerated by COVID over the past 5 years. And the second thing about that, what, you know, one of the things that really drives that is that it really comes down to, like, where do people want to live? Where do people want to grow their families and grow their businesses? Where do they choose to be? Because during COVID, it created this time when suddenly anybody could live anywhere. And the funny thing was, everybody didn't evenly distribute across the country. Everybody didn't live everywhere. Actually, everybody moved to a small number of places they'd all been thinking about moving to for a really long time. And Austin and Dallas and Houston and San Antonio, all many cities in Texas, were big winners in that migration, where people that had family here, had been thinking about moving here, finally had no good reason not to, and all, you know, moved here over the past few years. And so people being that big driver. And then the last thing I'll mention, and something that, you know, certainly something that we've really experienced growth from, is the move for, you know, significant industry around robotics and health and other areas, and government funding for those through the military, through other government organizations that have really focused on Texas. A lot of those groups, they went to Silicon Valley, and Silicon Valley really wasn't very nice to them, wasn't very receptive to helping our government and others to solve their big problems. And that's when they, you know, Texas has more military bases than anywhere else in the country. It's got tons of veterans. They really got a warm reception from a lot of patriots who really want to be part of the solution and want to help. And so those are three things that I think will really help drive it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It has some shade. Your answer has shades of Bradfeld's startup communities, you know, thesis in it, but it also has shades of what made Silicon Valley Silicon Valley. If you wind the clock back to the, you know,
1960s, right? That was driven by the internet and DARPA and a whole bunch of other things that came out of the government as well, but that came in and out of fashion over time.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like they're fashionable in the Lone Star State. So
it is. And, you know, I'll tell you, one of the things Austin and used to be known for is affordability. And I will say that that's something we've lost a lot of. It's not nearly the affordable place it used to be. Those of us who bought property 15, 20 years ago, we all made a lot. We all feel good about it. Our property values have all gone up a lot. And it's not quite the affordable place that it used to be. But Texas still is. Texas is still really big, and Texas has a lot of space. And Austin still has a lot of other benefits that seem to be making it a good win in the balance.
All right. Josh Baer from Capital Factory. Thanks for being here.